Blog Talk Radio.
Aloftia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Kirakiri Room. You've got your Omiika live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani to my old friends and by saying Kuji Chajalia to my new friends. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming on at a different time this evening. We normally come on Tuesdays and Fridays, but we decided to add another day in there for you because we had a very urgent topic that needs to be discussed. Not only just reordering the marriage vows for the woman only, with Omi talking about it live, but we also need to talk about those things that we never say never to women. We are so quick to say never. Oh, never will I. Never will I. We are just so quick to say never. We are so sure of ourselves, and I would like to talk to you about how we can change those nevers into maybe, possibly. I pretend to want to say yes, but I can't say yes because everything goes wrong all the time. Well, we got to learn to say yes to life, and we got to learn to say yes to our relationship. And we also, women, have got to understand that we're black women, that is, we're not in a feminine movement. Don't get it twisted. We have our own wars, and we need to talk about those wars tonight so we can get each one of our soldiers put in their proper gear, and they know who the enemy is. We've got to stop standing on the side with the enemy, fighting our own people. That is fighting your own men. Women, you have put on your camouflage clothes and you have gone on the other side of the enemy and started to fight your men harder than the enemy is. We're going to talk about that too, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about that sacred altar that all of us are going to have to erect. I am calling forth every woman to erect a sacred altar, not only for her black family, but her black men as well. We're going to do some altar work tonight. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, come on in this room and I'm going to show you. I can show you better than I can teach you. We've had some broken promises. Yes, I know. Everything has not always been correct for us as black women. We think most of our problem is from the black men. We've had some broken promises. Broken promises that come from our job, from the welfare system, that also comes from the man. Broken promises. We've worked our hardest. We've gone in and scrubbed floors. We've mopped floors. We've ironed clothes. We've taken care of babies and breastfed other folks' children, too. We've done some work. And I know you know it, woman. And I know you're tired. And I know your back is probably aching now. But don't get tired. Don't get tired. Because we've got some real work to do. So roll up your sleeves and come on in to the Care to Read Room, because we have lots to talk about. This is for women only. And we'd like to say this is exclusive for adults. So mothers, please take your children in the other room. We're going to be talking about things that may not be appropriate for children. This is for adults tonight. This is for the women. Now, with your altar work, it's going to be so plain and clear, you're going to wonder, why didn't I see it myself? Don't you know every one of you have a pharmaceutical pharmacy in your kitchen? And in your closets, in a crawl space, you have an altar that you're not using. I want you to dust it off and get ready to do some altar work. Now, what about the power? Where do you get the power from? You get the power from prayer and tears. Now, you say you can't work up no tears? You say that you don't cry no more? Well, baby, I'm going to show you how to work up some tears, because there is power. There's power in prayer and tears. And when your man sees that you're crying and you're crying over him, guess what? He's ready to change his ways. He's ready to take up with your gods and worship whatever it is you're worshiping, because you are his temple. And every time he wants to find God or go to heaven, he goes right between your legs to find heaven. And don't think that you don't have something that's powerful. You got something that's very powerful, and I aim to show you what it is this evening. So why don't you gear up and get yourself ready and come in? Now, our phone lines will be available to you, so you can come right in and listen. Or you can also ask questions at 646-478-0270. Now, we will have our chat rooms open, and we don't have our host this evening to give us a duality. He had another assignment, but he will be coming back with us. And guess what, ladies? You don't want to miss the topic that we're going to be doing next week on Let's Talk About Sex, ladies. Let's talk about sex. That's right. We're adults. We could talk about sex, and we are going to talk about titillation and what things we need to do in the bedroom for our men and what our men needs to do for us in the bedroom. We'll be talking about that next week, and I will need to have duality present in this room so I can't do all the talking by myself, because I can't speak for the man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to gear up, because we're getting ready to throw down in this room. That's right. We're coming to you on a Sunday so that we can throw down for women only. Now, just as I told you, we've had some broken promises. And I know you are saying, well, what's the use? Things don't ever change. Promises have been broken. Men have promised me things and they haven't kept them. And I'm still waiting on God to do a miracle in my life. Well, guess what? He wants to do a miracle in your life. Broken promises and shattered dreams. No hope, it seems. Still I believe can make it by faith. I am leaning the King, and I will survive just as long as I can make it. I can make it. When they scandalize my name, make it. When all hope is gone, just as long as the Lord, oh, he's on my side. Everything I know will work out all right. I can make it. I can make it out in the cold, with no place to go. When the doors are closed, As long as I know I can make it when all hope is gone, I can make it even when they're scattered on my name. Just as long as the Lord, oh, he's on my side. Everything I know will work out all right. I can make it. I can make it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can make it, women. And I want you to know you can make it. No matter how bad things seem or how tough things seem, you can make it. You can make it with just one loaf of bread and jam to put between the bread. You can make it if you don't have a job, if your neighbors don't mind lending you what they have in their cabinet. You can make it when you don't think that man is coming home anymore. You can make it when you're trying to get your children off drugs. You can make it when you don't even have an assignment to go to work. You can create your own niche. You can make it. I want you to know you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. All you have to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. You can make it. I know you can make it. I declare you can make it. And today, women, we're going to strengthen up and shoulder up our ability to be in this war. And we're going to know for sure which side we're fighting on. Because we've been fighting on the wrong side for too long. And I want you to come in this house and get instruction so you know which war you're fighting in. Some of us are confused and we've been fighting in the wrong war. And we have no idea that we've been pointing the pistol at the wrong person. So I want you to lay down your weaponry, because our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of a stronghold, but they're mighty and powerful. And as we bring our weapons and our arsenals, we bring our Bibles, we bring our oracles, and we also go into our closets. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be able to prostrate ourselves, and we need to have closets to go into. As we go into those closets, it's like going into the tomb. When Jesus went down in the tomb and he was buried, and he came up with all power in his hand. Today I want to show you how to get all power in your life. Whatever it is you need, he said he went to prepare a place for us, and he should have prepared that place by now. There are many mansions in my Father's house. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't have told us. Now let's go and find where our mansion is, because right now there are too many women that are struggling, and they're fighting against the wrong people. Put down your weaponry and stop fighting your man. Put down your weaponry and stop fighting and hating your black man. And most of all, do not teach your young women to hate black men. They are our covering, and we need them in our lives, and we must have them. And we're declaring war on this institution called the penal institution against our black men. And women, if you don't rise up, who will rise up against this arsenal problem? Who will stand up for their men? We must do that. And as I told you, we were created for the black man, and the black man was created for us. And don't go telling me I can't find no good in that man, and I have to find somebody outside of my race. Don't you dare tell me that, because you have already cursed yourself. And if you're rolling around with someone other than your black mate, and you don't think you can find a black man out there, I'm here to tell you something better. When you delight yourself in the things of God, when you abide in God, he will abide in you. If you abide in him, he will abide in you. Then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. If you abide in him, and by you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. That's all we have to do, is rest in his arms and abide in him, that we can ask for what we will. Now, ladies, go and get your awesomeness. Go and get your awesomeness, and we're going to take a station identification, and we'll be right back at you in a second. Hold tight. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. Just peace, be still. Hold tight and rest in his arms. Ladies, I'm asking you to be still in the presence of the Lord as we meditate on this word right now. Be still and meditate on this word with me. Just rest in his arms right now. He wants to do it for you. Why don't we're having church today. We haven't had church in a while. But just be still and know that he wants you to rest in his loving arms.
Be still and know
to rest in his loving arms. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Be still and know that
we must begin to believe in ourselves again. And as we
believe
in ourselves,
and
we believe in the power of the Lord, just
be still
and know that He wants you to fail in all that you do. Start loving your man
again.
Loving him like you never have loved him before.
And
there's going to come a time you're going to need a covering. And now is the time that your reverence is not tunnel. You're pulling down a stronghold. I was just trying to speak with the gospel of peace. And I want you to join the breastplate and the armor.
And
I want you to cover your head with the garment.
Your name.
And prepare yourself. For man is good and cold. You got to fight this world.
Yeah.
You got to break your
man
free.
No longer
but be still in the man of the Lord is God, and he is able.
Word
he
that said, be still,
just
be
still,
and know.
Be still. Hold on.
And when you go through the valley,
I am. Let him do it for you today. He wants to do it for each and every one of us. As we go and pour libation today, ladies, I want you to teach you what is powerful is in your arsonist too, in your altars. Every one of you, I'm commanding you. The Lord said to command you me that you are to have an altar set up in your home, erected for your family, and for your man. And if you have men that are locked away and gone away, erect the altar to them. As we pour this libation today, we pour libation in hope that the freedom will ring loud, and let freedom and justice ring all over the nation. The jails will soon open up, and they will free these young men who have been falsely accused. And we pour libation to Akamaru today, that he will pull down the walls of injustice. And if any man be locked unfairly or falsely accused, that his name will come up on the roll book and he'll be released soon. So mothers, your children are going to be coming home. Your husbands will be coming home. So prepare yourself as we pour libations and say, Ashe, Ashe, for the men today. We pour this water to the ground because we know no water has no enemy. It is neutral. We pour this water to the ground. We pour water to the ground to the east, and we say, those men that are locked up in prisons to the east, may they come home soon. We pour this libations to the west, to those men that are locked away in the west in any prison or cells, that they may be open also. We say, Ashe. We pour libations to the north, for those who are locked up in the Midwest and the north and all prisons today. Those prison shells will be shaken by the ministry that the women hold today. And let your voices be heard, women, not just in the churches, but may you cry out and stand out and lift up your voice like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression. Shame. And as we pour this libations to the south, down south where the most of the black men are held in prison, we call on the forces to be and all of those ancestors that may be stuck in the middle passes, that may be coming through the miry clay, that may still be out in the cotton fields, picking cotton. We call on you, ancestors, to get up in that great get that morning, and that you might go forward and you might make the enemy prevail on your behalf and release those souls that are falsely accused. Release them today, we say. And we call forth today because we have our weaponry, and it is not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds, and we pour libation. We pour libations for the nations today, that the nations and those men who have been crying out and who don't have support, those women will get up and support their men in this effort. We're at war right now. There's a war being declared on the families. And because this war has been declared on the families, women will have to take their appropriate places today. We cannot let the men be locked away, and all we do is collect a check and get moved and promoted in our jobs, and we think we are faring well. I have news for you. We are not faring well, because unless the black family fares well, we are not doing anything in these jobs. As far as I'm concerned, you can release yourself from these jobs tomorrow morning, because you have not built a nation for your people. You have built a house, but it is not a happy home. And a house without a home, it's nothing. We must be communal people, and we must see that our homes could only be homes when those men come home and reside there over those homes. It is vital, women, that you should understand the hatred that you once had against your men, turn it to kindness, and have not drawn you with loving kindness, and draw those men to you with loving kindness, and lay down your mantle, and learn to forgive. if they didn't treat you right in your first relationship, maybe God will give you a second chance at love, and you can do the thing all over again. Why not go back and do the doggone thing? I don't care if you had 40 years of a good marriage and you don't want to trust it anymore. You're going to have to trust your black man, and you're going to have to believe in him again, and you're going to have to walk with him. If he say walk 1 mile with me, walk 2 with him and help him to become straightened out. And we're going to straighten this thing out with the help of Madam C.J. Walker. She taught us how to straighten things out. And we can call on her at any given time. She's that melanin away, and all we need to do is tap into her power, and she can straighten out these matters of the heart. Right now, we're up against a wall. And every day, the number starts to swell and swell and swell with our boys going into prison and false lies being told on them and deals being made in the jailhouse. Will there be no more deals made in the jailhouse? Those men will get a fair trial. It is their inalienable right to have a fair trial. There will be no more deals made between the lawyers. We decree it that these judges will judge fairly and that they will allow these men to be able to pick up the institution called Constitution and be able to regulate the laws on their behalf. There'll be no more false accusing and settlements in the courtroom. We decree it because that mantle that has been set up as an institution to deliver people, if it doesn't start to deliver people, thus said the Lord, it must come down. The walls of oppression, the walls of suicide must come down. Young men are sick in prison right now. They're taking medication just to settle their nerves. They can't even get up in the morning because of the distress that they have around them about not having proper representation. Well, we're going to represent today. And the women that will come in this room, we're calling you to represent today. It is our time now. So they say us black women are doing so well and we've got a lot to be proud of. We have nothing to be proud of until our families are called back together. We have no ability to stand up with our chest puffed out until our children are called back into compliance. Another child should not be hurled off to jail for the first time. There should be second time chances for those young men and women in boot camps to prevent them from developing a track record. We're not moving fast enough. We've got new laws on the book for correcting the problems, but they're not moving fast enough. Well, Mother Nature says she's going to move on you with the wind, and then she's going to come back and move on you with the rain and the water, and then there's no telling what else may come behind that because she's sick and tired of inhumanity rising in these prisons and in appropriate behavior. Men and women, you must conduct yourself in a godly manner. You must be free of any reproach so that you will not get scooped up by a system that has no fairness for you. It is vital that men and women today reunite their vows, try to stay together. Whatever you can, try to come together and work it out. And for those men who can't stay out of the streets or who keep running up behind other women who have a good woman at home, know this. God told me to tell you that when that woman starts to pour libation and set up her altar, you don't have to bother to ask anything of God if you haven't treated your wife right. Because it says in the scripture, unless you treat your wife right, don't even bother to get on your knees and ask for anything. Now, we're going to turn some things around. We're going to turn some things around. Say, turn, 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 turn some things around. Because we've sat on our hind paws too long and allowed things to just happen to us in our community. And all we can do is be sorry for it. Well, I'm not going to be sorry anymore. We're not going to have to use the term, we can't do anything. Yes, we can. The power of prayer is very powerful. I want you to learn to go into your altars, women, and go and do the ritualistic work and pray and do your libation and call on your ancestors, Eli, because they want to pick you up and they want to make you strong and they want to fight your battles for you, because you are to lean not on your own understanding, but to lean on the Creator, and He will direct our path. Now, I want you to be still in your spirit, but I want you to be ready in your unction. We are at war right now. Most of our young men and women don't know who the enemy is, so they turn the guns internally on themselves. But young people, you need to lay the guns down, because this is a serious war here. Do you not know that the guns are being brought up so fast? That tells me that everybody is toting and carrying, and they're waiting for the right opportunity to draw their pistol. But I have news for you. African-Americans, you don't have to go and get no gun. You don't have to bear arms against anyone, because God said that He would avenge your adversary. Now, why don't you believe that today and call on Him today and do your prayer work, your altar work, because that's where the real work is being done. Now, we're going to these altars because we're calling our black men back home, irregardless of who likes it or not. We're calling them back home. We're going to see some changes in the next few weeks, and we are going to see officials and judges come to their compliance to say, we cannot, we must not lock up any more innocent men. We cannot need any more quarters for anybody's prisons now that these prisons have become hellholes to use them for low income and for doing the job and being paid as if you're on standardized living. We cannot use these jails anymore to hold these men captive. You must free them, because women are crying out now. We want our men back home. We do not want you holding them in captivity. They are brothers, and they are lovers, and we want them back home. Now, women, I don't know what you came here to do. I don't know what you came here to do, but I came here to lift up the name. And when you lift up the name, all prayers that are under that name will be heard. And today we cry out as if we're talking to our dream weaver. Our dream weaver will catch our prayers, and whatever good prayer we pray into that dream weaver, it will be captivated, and it will prevail. The prayers of a righteous man or woman will avail as much, and today our prayers will avail as much. And we're calling you today, women. We're asking you to do a special prayer every day for any young man that you know is locked away. Yes, we've had broken promises. And sometimes the men have not done right by us. They have caused their own demise, you say, in some cases. You say that some of them are the ones who have put themselves there. But we ask God to pardon them today. And we ask that we will gather enough strength today to go to our altars. Go to your altars, women, wherever you are. Set up and erect an altar. And put your flowers there, and your water there, and your glass, and your candles. And light your candles tonight. Light your candles tonight all over the world, that you might pray for the benefit of those men who can't pray for themselves. Now, we're talking about unions and relationships. We're talking about mending our broken relationship. Some of you might not be able to save your relationship. Some of you might be going into a brand new relationship. But whatever the case, I want you to work very seriously and expediently on your relationship. I want you to be committed in your heart to do everything you can to make relationships work around the globe, especially in your intimacy. We are not going to perish. We are not going to become the bald eagle. And we're taking our black men off the list of the bald eagle. He is not going to become extinct. You could not kill us off if you wanted to. Our seeds are multiplying too rapidly. This is not going to be a genocide. I decree, this is not going to be a genocide. And we will not have another massive murdering coming through with AIDS. We will not have that. We are not going to sit by as intelligent as we are and watch these things happening, knowing that we have power in our arsonist tools. Now, we didn't pick up your power and your arsonist tool and your book called the Bible, the mutilated book. Pick it up and lay hold onto it and open up to the Psalms 119 and repeat that Bible verse over and over again. And if you don't know one of your own, find your Bible verse in there and repeat it. And for those of you who are looking into the Torah, pick the Torah up and read it. The Hosea, have you read the books today? Whichever one you choose, pick it up and read it. And for you Muslims, pick up your book and let's go to work. It's time now. It's time now. And I didn't say wait till the Messiah comes because he's already here. He's in you and he's in me and he's in them and they. He's in us. He's in you. He's in you. It's time to wake up and find the Christ-like person in you. And it's time to wake up that sleeping God and stir up the gifts. Because we have gotten to the point, we've reached the boiling point, and now it's time for relationships to come back into place again, and our men are locked away. Well, by George, we're going to call them home. And the Spirit is going to move on the earth today. And as the Spirit moves on the earth today, it's going to awaken every political party, every administrative judge. We'll hear this word. It's time now to release those people. It's time now to stop playing around with their lives. It's time now. And all I say is, Lord, have mercy on those that do not heed to the call of the great getting up morning. It is Jubilee time for us. And this is a new beginning for us. And we are going to rule again because it says in the end that we win. We will rule again, and we're getting over the grain house. Now, women, you who are over the grain house now and have monies, put your money in the legal system. If you don't know what to do with it and you gambled it away, bought another weave, bought some new shoes, take your money and put it in the political arena and take your money and give it to the lawyers to help with these cases to free these men. You will be blessed immensely for it. Now, I implore you that we are now at war. And when someone's at war, you must understand that your weapons are not carnal through the pulling out of the stronghold, and you must find a way to use your voice like a weapon, and your voice must be heard. And I'm imploring you today that God has called each and every one of us women to do a job that we have to do, and we ought to get up. And when we get up, it's time now. It's time for us to go. Now, when I call on you and ask you to be a support system, it's not just to be a support system where you are using lip service. It's time to be real today. And I'm asking each and every one of you to be real. And I want you to know that there is a calling out on the earth today, and that every woman is to go forward, and they are to go in their prayer closet and pray, and they are to pray without ceasing. A righteous man's prayer will avail us much today, and much will be prevailed today. And I call on every one of you women that as if we've had broken hearts and contrite spirits, God is going to renew our love for our brothers. He's going to give us a chance again at love a second time. And some of those women who are still writing their men in prison, keep on writing them, sister. Keep on writing them and calling them. And don't forsake them. If you got uncles and cousins, call them too. Because this Jubilee time, they're coming home. They're coming home like the soldiers came home. Keep saying this and use an affirmation every day to confirm it. Because in the end, it says we win. And we're near the end now. So we have to win this war. And I just want you to rest in God. Just rest in him and allow him to do it for you. Just rest in him and be still right now. Just rest in him. Those of you standing with your hands up in the air, praise the Lord by raising my hand and acknowledging He is the only one. Our ancestors are the only ones who care about us in this world. Call on your ancestors. Call on your ancestors. God, He's going to do it for you.
Still and know that I am with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and covers you,
fear
and shame, be still and know. That I am with you, and I will say your name.
He wants to break, He wants to give you the right, He wants to
stop. If there and sleep no longer come, remember all the words I said. Be still and know.
Be still and know.
And when you go through the valley and shadow comes down from
you,
if morning never comes to be, be still. If you forget the way to go and lose where you came from, if no one's standing beside you, be still and know I am.
Still and know that He is. The great I am. All He wants you to do is rest in His bosom and know that He can do it for you, ladies. And if you keep praying that prayer, God, send my man home. God, send my son home. I know many of you have cried many tears at night, and you've wrestled with the foes to be, and you've gone into your prayer closet and you've cried until you can cry no more. But God said He's going to wipe away every tear, and every tear He's going to collect it. And your tears will not be in vain. Just be still and know that He's God and that He's working His good for you. All things will work together for good for them that love the Lord according to His purpose. Now let Him do it for you. As you go out into the public tomorrow, you tell everyone you meet, my son, my lover is coming home. I know this because the Lord is upon me now, and He's going to minister to you, and He's going to talk to you, to every brokenhearted woman. He's going to speak to them because these men must be released. You cannot hold men captivity this long unless they cry out. Or they women cry out. And we're crying out today. But even though we cry out, we're asking you to just be still. Let Him do it for you. Let Him do it for you. He wants to do it today. No man can stop Him. No laws or no judges can stop this from happening. If those men are falsely accused,
then
we will begin to put on
you.
Be still.
Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and covers you. And shame.
But never say never.
Be still and know that I am with you.
Say yes. your man and your son in and say yes to them coming home.
If terror falls upon your bed and sleep no more.